In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Septuagesima Sunday, a funny sounding name. It's part of near Lent, nearly 70 days to Easter. And it celebrates a theme that is dear to us as Lutheran Christians, and that is salvation by grace alone. The undeserved love of God in Jesus is the fountain and source of our salvation, for in love for us he died upon the cross. Grace alone, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And the Christian life, the calling we have, each one of us, from the least to the greatest, is also lived by faith in the grace of God. There are no entitlements in the kingdom of heaven. Resentment, jealousy, or envy of other Christians has no place in the church. In the parable, Jesus is the landowner of the vineyard. He employs his workers. But everything they do, everything, is his gift. To Christ alone be the glory. Because he saves us all by grace, from the least to the greatest, and by his grace alone, we serve with the gifts that he gives. It all comes from him. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? A pastor of 30 years in the ministry. He works tirelessly. He serves faithfully. He teaches and preaches. He visits the sick and the dying. He bears the burdens of his people in prayer. He loves his congregation, but his office, ministry, and talents are all gifts of God's grace. He can't take credit for any of them. He doesn't have a right to the office, and he certainly doesn't deserve it. Salvation is a gift of God's grace, and so is the privilege to work in the vineyard. Dorcas, who spent her lifetime in charity and sewing clothing for the poor. Lydia, the seller of purple, who brought the church into her home in Philippi. Aquila and Priscilla, who housed missionaries and provided catechesis and financial support for aspiring theologians. Timothy and Titus, who traveled Europe and Asia to train pastors, catechize the church, and assist the apostles. These all worked in the Lord's vineyard, but it was a privilege that they did not deserve. Every talent they employed in service to the church was a gift of God's grace. Then there were the likes of Stephen. He was a martyr before the first anniversary of his ordination. James was beheaded. Just as the gospel was about to be preached to the Gentiles, and before he had a chance to go on his first missionary journey. One could say, at least they gave their lives for Christ. And then there's the thief on the cross. He did nothing in the Lord's vineyard before he died. He was the original 11th hour hire. But by the grace of God, he did bequeath something to us. A prayer that we all know. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus did. There are no entitlements in the kingdom of heaven. Resentment, jealousy, and envy have no place. All eyes are on Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus. To him alone be the glory. Jesus calls us poor sinners to repentance and faith in him. What he did for us upon the cross was not done because of any goodness or merit or worthiness or talent or ability of our own. It was a gift. Pure gift. Pure grace. He died so that we might live. And he places us in the vineyard of his holy church. Our calling as workers in the vineyard, as disciples of Jesus, is to trust him and to love our neighbor with the gospel and the gifts that he gives to us. To Christ alone be the glory. Every Christian calling, from the greatest to the least, from the most notable to the humblest, from the most famous to the most anonymous, is a gift of God's grace. The same undeserved love of Christ by which we are saved is the same undeserved love by which we are privileged to be workers in the vineyard of the Lord in whatever vocation he has called us. In the parable, the workers are all paid the same wage, regardless of when they started on the job. How wonderfully politically incorrect. They should have filed a grievance, talked to the shop steward. Jesus uses the concept of work to teach the concept of grace. Salvation in Christ and our entire life of Christian service is one of grace, grace alone. As Christians, we are given what we don't deserve. The Holy Spirit calls us to faith in Christ for salvation, and then he calls us to live out that faith in love to our neighbor. And it is our greatest privilege to do so. In the parable, the landowner was good because the landowner was the source of everything. Take away the landowner and there ain't nothing. Without the landowner, there's no vineyard to work in. There is no money to pay the workers. And there is no work to do. He is the source of everything. So it is for us. The Lord is good. Because his love, his undeserved love, his mercy, his compassion, his tender heart is the source of everything we are and have as Christians. From the salvation of the Lord Jesus to the gifts of life like marriage and family and children, to our life's work, our talents, our abilities, to the callings we have in the church. Our calling is a gift of God's grace. No matter how great or how humble it may be. There are no entitlements in the kingdom of heaven, only gifts of grace that Jesus earned for us. There is no jealousy, envy, or resentment of one another, because Jesus has taken it all away in his death for sin upon the cross. everything we do have and everything he enables us to do, no matter how great or insignificant, are all gifts of God's grace in Christ. How could that be? How could God give his Son to pay the ultimate price? How could Jesus make that sacrifice upon the cross for wicked, foul sinners who didn't love him, who didn't trust in him, and who deserved none of it? How could he die so that we might live? That wasn't fair. He too should have complained to his union rep. He should have filed a grievance. No, he did all the work for everybody. And we reap the benefits. And you know what? It was Jesus' greatest joy and delight to do so, to give of himself to his last breath so that we might be saved. Nothing pleased him more, and he did it without counting the cost to himself. That is grace. It characterized Jesus' ministry from beginning to end. Not, what am I going to get out of it? But what can I give? And he gave the love that the Father had given him. And it was his joy to do so. It is the same for us. As workers in the vineyard, which is to say, as believers in Christ who trust in him, and who trust in him alone, we are saved by grace, and we live in service to others by grace. There is work to do, but it flows from faith in the grace of God. We give the same grace in love in our vocation as we have received from Christ. It is our joy and the true source of fulfillment in our life's work. That's the legacy of Dorcas and Lydia, Priscilla and Aquila, Timothy and Titus, and all who have gone before us, from the least to the greatest. They were followers of Jesus, co-workers in the vineyard of the greatest landowner there ever was. Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Take what is yours. I have freely given it to you. Take the denarius of salvation. Go ahead, take it. I paid for it. It's mine, and I want to give it to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? I should say, certainly not. In the name of Jesus.